Saga Egmont presents A Wedding at the Jane Austen Dating Agency by Fiona Woodyfield. Read by Sarah Lambie. For all those who love Jane Austen and Happy Ever Afters. And for my mother, who wanted to know what happened next. Chapter 1.
Stop right where you are!
I keep walking because A, I'm not quite sure who this person is talking to, it's probably not me, and B, even if it is me, I figure that maybe if I ignore them, there's always the hope they might go away.
Stop right there, madam!
I feel a hand on my arm. Okay, so he obviously means me. This man who turns out to be ominously dressed in black security uniform with a body vest. To be honest, I'm a bit scared now. Yes? I ask as innocently as I can.
You're not allowed to walk down this road without a security pass,
the man states sternly. He's sort of scrawny-looking, not what you'd expect for a security guard, but I notice a gun in his holster. Maybe I won't make a run for it then. Oh? I'm awfully sorry, I didn't realise that. This is awkward.
Well, I suppose there's no harm done.
The man peers at me as though he's not too sure. Rude. I mean, do I really look like a robber?
I'll just escort you to the end of the street, madam.
But, I stutter as he starts propelling me towards the junction of the handsome tree-lined avenue.
No being difficult now.
But I'm here on business to visit the Baroness Mayor. I pause a moment, expecting him to be extremely impressed and to offer to personally escort me to her door. He is, however, totally unmoved.
And I'm the Queen's first cousin.
This guy is the limit. I thought he might be okay, but he just isn't. No, I really am visiting the Baroness, I blurt as I'm being marched along the road.
I was hoping you was going to come along quietly, but I'll have to call in backup if you won't.
He gestures ominously towards his walkie-talkie. I can prove it, I squeak, as I definitely don't want to be arrested. It wouldn't be a good thing at all. The man stops. He's still holding my arm and sighs heavily.
If you want to be making any private visits in this road, you need a security pass, love. It's as simple as that. It's part of the Kensington Palace estate.
But I have an email. I grab my phone and frantically scroll down the page. Darn, I can't find it. It's always the way when you're trying to point something out while someone is staring at you. It vanishes as though it has never existed. I was already feeling hot and flustered, and I'm sure I look as guilty as anything. I always had the terrible misfortune at school of being the child who had a guilty expression. If the teacher asked who had done something, I would look embarrassed and culpable even if I had nothing to do with the alleged offence. It's a terrible misfortune to have a guilty face, and I kind of hoped I'd grown out of it. But obviously not. I'm sure possible terrorist or supposed thief is written all over my face, and I'm bound to be flushed red as a beetroot, which will be clashing horribly with my pink Miu Miu top.
It won't be on an email, it's a pass.
The man is annoyingly persistent.
Now move along, love. It's nearly time for my tea and biscuits break.
The Baroness is going to be extremely angry if I don't arrive, I say, with a reasonable attempt at bravado.
Let her be angry.
Having done his job and reached the barrier at the end of the road, he relinquishes my arm and walks off without a by your leave. How rude. I stand and stare after his retreating back. How was I to know you needed a security pass to get into this road? No one had said anything. Ah, there it is. I found the email I had been searching for from the Baroness. But on looking up, the security guard has disappeared down the other end of the street. Disgruntled, I dial Emma's number. She answers promptly.
The Jane Austen Dating Agency, Emma Woodtree speaking. How may I help?
Emma, I pant down the phone. It's a disaster.
What's a disaster? What's going on? I thought you were visiting the Baroness this morning.
I was, but the security guard removed me.
For goodness sake, Sophie, I thought I told you not to mention anything controversial.
I didn't. I didn't mention anything about politics or High Society magazine. I don't understand half of the political stuff anyway.
Yes, but you do have an unfortunate...